Saturday morning, November 11th, and time for a favorite sports story of Grantland Rice. Yes, we're back on the air with the favorite sports stories of that Dean of American Sports Writers, Grantland Rice. And as in the past, our setting is the Sportsman's Club, where the sports fans gather every week to play grandstand manager and Monday morning quarterback. Now, as you know, Granny Rice has covered all the big sporting events of the past 30 years. He knows the fans and he knows the sports, and he can usually be depended upon to settle the arguments that wax so warm around the Sportsman's Club on Saturdays. But beyond all that, Grantland Rice has made a hobby of collecting good yarns about sports, and he shares them with his friends these Saturday mornings. So now let's drop in at the Sportsman's Club and meet Grantland Rice.
Here's the fellow we've been waiting for, Grant Rice. Hi, Grant.
Hello, fellas. What's going on at the club today?
You ought to know, Granny. We're talking about Notre Dame and Army. You going to see the game?
Yes, I'm going. I'm one of those lucky guys who have a seat. That's one of the nice things about being a sports writer, I guess.
Who's going to win, Granny?
Well, fellas, the big game today is Army-Notre Dame, and I think Army's going to win. It'll probably be close, full of action, but I look for the cadets to come out on top for the first time in 13 years.
It's an Army-Navy year, huh, Grant?
It looks that way. Army and Navy have great teams, and they couldn't have picked a better time when our Army and Navy overseas are doing such a great job.
What about Navy today, Grant?
Well, Navy detangles with Cornell, and I don't think the midshipmen will have any trouble. After Navy's victory over Notre Dame, well, it would take a pretty big upset to beat them this afternoon.
Say, Granny, you've been around a lot this season. What's your favorite team?
Well, I hope that Army and Navy keep on winning, but a team I also like is Ohio State. I think they've got one of the best outfits in the country. They've got a couple of tough games ahead, but I look for them to keep right on winning.
Yeah, they look good. But, Granny, have you got a story for us?
How about that, Granny?
Yes, I have. A good story. This is a yarn I picked out of Collier's, and I liked it well enough to include it in the Omnibus of Sports that I edited with Harford Powell a few years back. The story was written by Frederick Hazlitt Brennan, and he called it This Football. The Rose Bowl game between State U and Notre Dame is just a week away as our story begins. And State U is a favorite, principally because its backfield boasts a young Italian-American lad with the hips of a snake and the speed of a deer. Leonardo Quattrocchi is his name, and he looks like a sure bet for all America. He lives at the training house under the watchful eye of head coach Cardigan. But as we meet him, he's at home for dinner with his sister and brothers and Mama Quattrocchi.
Well, Len, boy, you sure ran Wisconsin off their feet last week.
Oh, Len, you were wonderful.
I just had good interference, that's all.
Yeah. The good interference doesn't seem to help the other backs.
Len, what's the difference between a spinner and a reverse?
Well, Murray, it's just this. You grab
Hey, Len, how come Cardigan doesn't use a T formation?
Well, John, Cardigan figures...
How about tickets for the bowl game, Len? You gonna fix us up?
Well, Carlo, it's kind of tough, you see.
Oh, Len, you've got to get tickets for Mama and me. And how about Tessa? You want her to see the game, don't you?
Well, sure, Mary, but I only get so many tickets, and you know how it is.
Santa Maria, this football.
Len, last week you nearly gave me heart failure. Just 2 minutes to play, and... Mama, I'm sorry.
It is all right.
Poor Mama. Len comes home, and we talk football. We haven't given you a chance to say a word.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, let's forget football.
No, Leonardo. It is a good year you talk. Only this football I do not understand. But I am learning better. No, Maria?
Oh, yes, Len. Mama can count the yards now, by the line.
Well.
Last week at the game, she said, now Leonardo has only 35 yards for the touchdown.
No.
And she was right.
Oh, that's swell, Mom. But now you tell us what you've been doing, huh?
Oh, there is nothing to say of me. But, Leonardo, you do not eat much.
That dinner was swell, Mom. But you got to remember, I'm in training. That ravioli's tough on a fella's wind. But you wait until after the season, then watch me eat.
That is good. Leonardo, you gonna stay all evening?
Oh, gee, Mom, I'd like to, but I gotta get back to the house.
Oh, Len, couldn't you spare Mama one evening?
Maria, do not talk so. Leonardo knows what it is necessary for him to do. But, Leonardo, if you can have just a minute, I have a surprise for you.
Surprise? Mm-hmm. Sure, lead me to it, Mom.
Come on, come on. I have it in the bedroom.
Can we come too, Mama?
No, it is just for Leonardo.
No, we understand, Mom. I got to be getting along anyway. Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, John.
I'll go with you, John. Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, my sons. You are good sons.
Oh, sure. Perfect angels. So long, kid.
So long, John. Goodbye, Carlo.
So long, then. See you after the game next week.
Okay, see you. All right, Mom. What about this surprise, huh?
Un minuto. Maria, you take away the dishes, please.
Yes, Mom.
Come on, Leonardo.
Hey, what's a big mystery, Mom? What's the surprise?
I give you three guesses, mio bambino.
A new suit.
New suit. You have two new suits already. Come in, my son.
Oh, let me see, I got it. That pigskin traveling bag I want.
Oh, you are one bad guesser, Leonardo. Close your eyes.
Okay, Mom. Right.
Just one minute.
Yeah.
Close the eyes tight. No looking.
Yeah.
There. Now you look.
Okay. Oh. Oh.
Well, Leonardo?
Why, it's a set of drafting instruments.
And what else for one who will soon be an architect? Leonardo, they're not the right kind. Why do you look so funny?
Oh, they're swell, Mom. They're wonderful, only that...
Leonardo, something is wrong.
Mom, I meant to tell you before. I just never got around to it.
Well, tell me quick.
Mom, I dropped architecture. I had to, Mom. It was either that or give up more important things. Oh, now, Mom, don't get upset. I know you wanted me to be an architect, but I never make a good one anyway.
It is this football.
Oh, yeah, it is, Mom. But I'm studying. I'm taking a business course, commerce and finance.
Business course? You are not made for the business, Leonardo. Wait. Here in the drawer, I have them. Look, your drawings. I have saved them all. They are beautiful. You have the gift, Leonardo. You should be an architect.
Mom, please, come on. Go to the door with me. I got to be going.
This football. I hate this football.
You shouldn't hate it, Mom. Look what it's done for me. Mom, I'm darn near famous. I'm going to be an All-American. I've made friends through football. When I get out of school, I can take my pick of jobs.
No, Leonardo. Do not be fooled by this football.
Mom, I have three good offers of jobs already. I've got a chance to go in business.
Business?
Uh-huh.
For you brothers, it is fine, yes. But for you, no. You have the gift I pray before you born. That is why I name you so, Leonardo.
I'm sorry, Mom, really I am, but I don't like architecture. I wouldn't be any good at it, really I wouldn't.
You like architecture before this football. Here, Leonardo, I'm going to help you with your coat.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Okay. Ah, gee, Mom, you're swell, but believe me, architecture isn't for me.
It is all right, Leonardo.
Oh, really, Mom? I knew you'd see it my way. Listen, you can take the instruments back, can't you, and exchange them for something?
Don't worry. I'm going to fix it.
Yeah. Oh, somebody at the door, Mom. Well, I got to run. Give me a kiss. Come on.
Goodbye, Leonardo.
Oh, gee, you're swell, Mom. Oh, Tessa. Well, gee, how are
you? Hello, Len. Hello, Mom.
Hello, Tessa.
Well, gosh, why didn't you get here sooner? I got to run. Well, so long, Mom. I'll be seeing you around, Tessa.
Goodbye, Len.
Goodbye, Leonardo.
Goodbye.
He certainly was in an awful hurry.
See, Tessa. Come in, sit down. Sit down, talk to me.
Of course, I know he's awfully busy, especially with the Rose Bowl game coming up and everything.
Tessa, sit down there.
Oh, thank you, Mama Quatraki. But isn't it wonderful about Len?
Wonderful? How is it wonderful?
Well, he's such a wonderful player. He's so famous. Oh, aren't you proud of him?
See, I am proud of him, but not for this football. Tessa, tell me, you love Leonardo?
Mama, you shouldn't ask me such things.
But is it true, no, Tessa?
Well, Mama, I'm very fond of Len. Everybody is.
I know. But Leonardo does not see you so much now, hmm?
He's busy, Mama. You can't expect him to. Maybe after the season I'll see him more often.
Season? What is season for people in love? You are a good girl, Tessa. You make a fine wife for my Leonardo.
Oh, Mama.
I say no more, but I have my own ideas. Tell me, Tessa, about this football. Who is the head boss of this football?
Boss?
Mm.
Well, the head coach is Mr. Cardigan.
Cardigan? Where is this Mr. Cardigan?
His office is at the gymnasium.
Gymnasium. Good.
Mama Quatraki, what are you going to do?
You never mind, Tessa. I'm going to fix this football. Tomorrow morning, I have a fine big talk with this Mr. Ed, boss. this Mr. Cardigan.
Lady outside to see you, Coach. Says she's Len Quattrocchi's mother.
Yeah? Well, I didn't know Quattrocchi had a mother. What's she want?
I don't know, Coach. Just says she's got to see you.
Well, she picked a fine day for it. I've just had a row with the faculty. Oh, well, tell her to come in.
Okay, Coach. Now, will you come in, Mrs. Quattrocchi?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is Mrs. Quattrocchi, Coach.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Quattrocchi?
How do you do?
Sit down. What can I do for you?
Thank you, Mr. Cardigan. I come to talk to you about Leonardo.
Leonardo?
Si.
Who's that?
Leonardo is my son. He play for you this football.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you mean Len. Oh, forgive me. I forgot. His name is really Leonardo.
Leonardo is the name, not Len. Mr. Cardigan, I come to ask you help.
Anything at all, Mrs. Quattrocchi. Anything at all.
Thank you very much.
What'll it be?
You will tell my Leonardo to give up this football. That is all.
Of course. Wait a minute. What did you say?
You must tell Leonardo to give up this football.
I tell Len Quattrocchi, the best back in the country, a sure All-American, my meal ticket, I mean my pride and joy. I tell Len to quit football with a bowl game coming up. Madam, are you nuts?
I am not nuts.
I beg your pardon. I'm very sorry, Mrs. Quattrocchi. What I mean to say is I couldn't tell Len to give up football. Why, football has been the making of that boy.
One minute, Mr. Cardigan. I'm going to show you something. Here. You look at these.
What are these things?
These are drawings made by my Leonardo. Look, one is of a church, another of a big building, and here is one of a house.
Very interesting. But what's all this got to do with me?
Okay, can you not see? My Leonardo has the gift. One day he shall be a great architect. If it is not for this football, Mr. Cardigan... My Leonardo telling me last night, he does not want to be an architect. He has given up the study.
Yeah, I know that.
You know?
Well, matter of fact, I advised Len to give up architecture.
You advise?
Too tough a course, Mrs. Quattrocchi, too tough a course. It was interfering with his football. Now, a nice little business course, just a thing for Len.
So, you are the one, who make my Leonardo give up the gift. You are a bad man, Mr. Cardigan, very bad man.
Hold on, Mrs. Quattrocchi, don't get excited. You're all wrong about this thing. Look at the publicity Len is getting. Picture in the papers from coast to coast. Why, he'll have his pick of jobs next June.
It's not just a job, Mr. Cardigan. It is a gift. Leonardo has the gift.
You're darn right he's got a gift. A gift for football. Now, Mrs. Quattrocchi, I'm a very busy man. I've got to get out to practice. You run along and just forget the whole thing. Len and I'll work this thing out.
You have other boys to do this football. Give me my Leonardo.
Oh, for Pete's sake, madam, lay off.
I do not lay off until you give me my Leonardo.
Mulligan, come here.
You are a bad man, Mr. Cardigan. Very bad man.
Yeah, Coach?
I do not leave this place until you give me my Leonardo.
Mulligan, show Mrs. Quattrocchi out. She's just too darn dumb to understand.
Come along, madam.
Dumb? He say I am dumb. I am not dumb, Mr. Cardigan.
Now come with me, Mr.
Don't you call me dumb, Mr. Cardigan.
All right, I take it back.
You call me dumb, you know.
Hey, what goes on here? Mom, what are you doing here?
Leonardo!
Now take it easy, Len.
Len, I can explain everything.
Shut up, Cardigan. Mom, what happened? Why are you
Len,
here?
Len, I swear to you by all that's holy.
Shut up! Cardigan, go on, Ma.
Leonardo, I come here to ask that you give up this football. And this Mr. Cardigan, he say I am too dumb to understand.
Oh, he did, huh?
He didn't mean it that
way,
Len.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I swear I didn't. You know me, Len. 1,000 things on my mind, gagging all the time. I wouldn't say a thing like that and mean it. I apologize, Mrs. Quattrocchi.
No, he did mean it, Leonardo. He is a bad man. He called me dumb.
Yeah, well, maybe that makes me dumb, too. But not too dumb, Cardigan. Not so dumb as to play football for you anymore. Come on, Mom, we're going home.
Len, for the love of heaven, Len, you can't do this to me. Len, it'll mean my job. Len, please.
Baseball, forget all about it. What Rocky quits on even Notre Dame game. What Rocky quits on even Notre Dame game. Read all about it, please.
The chances for State U to beat Notre Dame in the bowl game were as bright as a dollar yesterday. But this morning, they weren't worth a plug nickel. The reason? Len Quattrocchi, State's sensational halfback, has walked out. That's right, quit cold. Coach Cardigan, who is confined to his bed with a slight indisposition, could not be reached for a statement.
Well, sports fans, I finally got through to Coach Cardigan of State U this afternoon for a statement on the Quattrocchi case. Cardigan told yours truly that he didn't think State U had a chance against Notre Dame without the young Italian-American streak of lightning. I tried to get in touch with Quattrocchi himself, but he wouldn't see anybody.
Yes, the great Len Quattrocchi had quit. And would State U miss him? Well, would the Yankees have missed Babe Ruth in his prime? Coach Cardigan just missed Quattrocchi about as much as he would his right leg. A pall fell over the entire student body at State U. All Cardigan can do was to hold his head and moan. In fact, nobody was happy except Notre Dame and Mama Quattrocchi.
Leonardo.
Oh, yeah, Mom.
I have found something for you, Leonardo. Look here in the paper. It is... How you say this word, Leonardo?
Let me see. Oh, it's a competition, Mom.
Competition? Mm. But look what kind of competition. Architecture, Leonardo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And see the prize, Leonardo? $1,000 for the best drawing.
I couldn't win that, Mom.
Why not? You have the gift. You will enter the competition?
Well, all right, Mom, if you want me to.
Oh, that is fine, Leonardo. Now, are you not glad I did not take back the drawing instrument?
Yeah, Mom.
Hello, can I come in?
Oh, it's Tessa. Come in, Tessa.
Hello, Mama Quattrocchi. I was just passing by. Oh, hello, Len.
Hello, Tessa.
I have things to do in the kitchen. Tessa, you stay here and talk to Leonardo.
Oh, I didn't intend to stay.
Just you stay, Tessa. You cheer him up.
All right. Well, Len, may I sit down?
Hmm? Oh, sure, Tessa, sit down. I was thinking something else.
About the Notre Dame game, Len?
No, I was just thinking... Oh, yeah, I guess I was thinking about the Notre Dame game.
You'd like to play, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Why don't you talk to Mama?
No, Tessa, that's out. My mind's made up. Cardigan insulted my mother, and I'm going to show him and everybody else that my mother means more to me than this lousy football.
Would you play if Mama asked you to?
Well, she wouldn't ask me. Take a look at her. She's never been so happy in her life. She wanted me to be an architect, and if that's what will keep her happy, that's what I'm going to be.
Len.
Yeah?
Would you like to forget about it now and walk down for a chocolate soda the way we used to before you got so busy?
A swell idea, Tessa. Sure, let's go. Sorry I haven't seen much of you lately, but I'll make up for it now. I got all the time in the world. Now...
Now, wait a minute, Everett. Wait a second, fellas. Wait a minute. Now, look. Look, when we get inside, I'll do the talking. Is that straight?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Let's get going.
I'll just put it up to her as a matter of school honor.
Well, make it good, brother. Make it good. Hey, wait a minute. I think she's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, see?
Mrs. Quattrocchi, how do you do?
How do you do?
We're friends of Len from school. Can we talk to you for a minute?
Oh, but of course. Come in. Come in, boys.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Quattrocchi.
See?
Mrs. Quattrocchi, I'm speaking for the Beta 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 fraternity. All of us here are fraternity brothers of Len.
Oh, see? Such a nice boy.
Mrs. Quattrocchi,
We have come here to ask you to persuade Len to come back to the team. The honor of the fraternity, of the entire student body, is at stake. Mrs. Quatrochi, state you needs Len.
That's right, Miss Quatrochi.
But you have him.
Oh, not on the football team we haven't.
No, ma'am.
I am sorry, boys. Leonardo has made up his mind. He is going to be an architect. No more this football.
Mrs. Quatrochi.
Si, Mr. Scantaglione.
Mrs. Quatrochi, I have come here as a spokesman for the Italian-American people of the city. They are proud of your son. They petition you, Mrs. Quatrochi, to ask him to go back to the team.
I am sorry, Mr. Scantaglione.
Ma come? Father Rogardi, will you talk to her?
Father Rogardi will not tell me it is bad for Leonardo to be an architect.
No, indeed, Mrs. Quatrochi. But we must practice moderation and common sense in the attainment of our ideals. Now, Leonardo has two talents, the physical and the mental. Neither should be sacrificed for the other, Mrs. Quatrochi. After all, cannot Leonardo be a football player and an architect as well?
No.
Mrs. Quatrochi.
Mr. Cardigan.
Mrs. Quatrochi, I come to you on bended knee. You see in me a heartbroken man. I have wept, Mrs. Quatrochi. Yes, I, a strong man, have wept ever since I spoke to you as rudely as I did. Mrs. Quatrochi, I beg, I entreat you, send Len, I mean Leonardo, back to us. Send him back.
I will think him over, Mr. Cardigan.
Think him over? But the game's tomorrow. You got to think right now.
I do not think so fast, Mr. Cardigan. You see, I am so dumb. Oh.
Mama.
Si, Maria.
Mama, don't you think this has gone far enough? The whole town's in an uproar. Really, it's not fair to Len.
Maria, do not say more. I know what is good for Leonardo. All I hear is talk, talk, talk. Everyone wants Leonardo for this football. But Leonardo, he has not said anything to me.
No, he doesn't want to hurt you. But, Mama, it's breaking his heart.
Just, you do not know what is right in such things, Maria.
Mama Quatrochi! Mama Quatrochi!
It's Tessa. We're in here, Tessa.
Mama Quatrochi.
Tessa, what's the matter?
Plenty. Look, Mama Quatrochi. Look what they're saying in the papers. They're saying Len quit because he's yellow, because he's afraid of Notre Dame.
So? What is the difference?
Mama, they're saying he's yellow.
They're saying Len's a coward, Mama.
It does not make it so, does it? My Leonardo is not a coward. I do not care what they say.
Well, I care. And I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going right out and find Len and tell him he has to play.
Tessa, my child. You love Leonardo?
Well, yes, I do. And I'm not going to have everybody in this town calling him a quitter. He's going out there tomorrow and show them. He's going
Good
to show
you,
everybody.
Tessa.
Tessa, listen to me. If Leonardo go back to this football, you know what will happen? He will be the big American success. It will spoil him. They will offer him business job, and he will take it. Take it all, right now. He will not wait to be an architect. If you love him, you do not want that.
I want Len respected. I want everybody to know that he's the best football player there ever was.
I do too, Tessa. Don't you see, Mama?
Oh, please, Mama Quatrochi.
So that is the way, Tessa. You are like Leonardo and all the rest. You do not want to wait for things. You want them right now.
Yes, I want them right now.
Come on, Tessa. We've got to find Len.
And we'll tell him you don't mind anymore, Mama.
All right, Tessa.
Goodbye, Mama Quatrochi.
Leonardo, o mio bambino.
And
that's it, ladies and gentlemen. The ball game is over. It's State U 20, Notre Dame 14. And to sum it all up, well, I can sum it up with one word. Quattrocchi. Yes, Len Quattrocchi making a dramatic return to the State U lineup on the very morning of the game to play the greatest game of his entire career. Yes, the pride of Little Italy, Leonardo the Lattipolosa, scored all three State U touchdowns. One on them on a 93. Yes, a 93-yard run. And now, before I bring you the complete summary, here's a little side note. Len Quattrocchi quit, we learned today from Coach Cardigan, because of the illness of his mother. But returned to the game, Coach Cardigan said, at the insistence of this brave little Italian lady. Coach Cardigan quoted Mrs. Quattrocchi as saying, "I want my boy to go back and play for the school and Mr. Cardigan. And I hope Mr. Cardigan will be coach for many years." Such Spartan courage, Coach Cardigan said, is a tribute to the high ideals of football. All honor to Mrs. Quattrocchi. End of quote from head coach Cardigan of State U.
Mom, we won. We beat him, Mom. 20-14. And, Mom, I scored every touchdown.
Oh, I am glad for you, Leonardo.
Oh, gee, Mom, you should have been there.
Now you are happy.
Happy. Sure I'm happy, Mom. We won. And, Mom, I've got some more good news. You know Mr. Halloran, the old grad of State U who owns the iron foundry?
See?
He wants me to come to work at the foundry as soon as I graduate. And, Mom, get this. He's going to pay me $300 a month.
Oh, it is much money, Leonardo.
Oh, I'll say it is. Why, a guy could get married on that, Mom. Boy, $300 a month.
You will not need these anymore. Hmm?
What's that? Oh, the drawing instruments. No, Mom, I don't think I'll be needing them. Mr. Halloran wants me to kind of bear down my business course.
You will not make the drawings anymore?
Oh, I don't know. Sure, Mom, I guess I'll make some drawings sometime. Look, I tell you what, let's keep the instruments. I'll make drawings as a kind of a hobby, huh? How's that, Mom?
You have the gift, Leonardo.
Sure, we'll keep the instrument. Well, now I gotta run, Mom. Tessa and the gang are waiting. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Leonardo.
Don't wait up for me, Mom. I may be late now. Goodbye.
Only one had the gift. Leonardo, il mio bambino. And now to work in a foundry. $300 a month. Oh, this football.
Poor Mama Quattrocchi.
Yes, poor Mama. She didn't stand a chance against this football. Well, friends, that's Sir Frederick Hazlitt Brennan's story, first published in Collier's and later included in my omnibus of sports.
Say, Grant.
Yes, Bill?
Grant, you don't happen to have any extra, you know...
No, I haven't got any extra tickets for the Army-Notre Dame game. But I'll tell you, you'll see me down at the club next Saturday morning, and I'll tell you all about it.
Hey, that's...
Well, I've got to be getting uptown now, but I'll see you next week. So long, fellas. So long. So long, Bill. So long, Jack.
Well, it goes on and on at the Sportsman's Club, for each Saturday at this time, Grantland Rice drops around to spin one of his favorite sporting yarns. Granny will be on hand next week at this time, so keep that date open for the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. Today's dramatization was written by Gerald Holland, and our cast included Grantland Rice, who appeared in person, Mama Quattrocchi, played by Hester Sondergaard, Len by Lawson Zerbe. Also, Barbara Fuller, Shirley Squires, Kermit Murdoch, James Bowles, John Merlin, Mason Adams, Harry Goldstein, and Len Sterling. George Crook was at the organ. Production, Garnett Garrison. Now, just a few words to remind our listeners to tune in NBC's sparkling half-hour show, Finders Keepers, with Bob Sherry. It's 10:30 every morning, Monday through Friday, over most of these stations. Bob Sherry, that up-and-coming young man with a laugh-appeal voice, with silver dollars ringing in his tones, is master of ceremonies. That lovely little girl with that equally lovely voice, Julie Conway, handles the vocals. And Jerry Jerome and the orchestra take care of the music. Remember, Finders Keepers with Bob Sherry, Monday through Friday at 10:30 over most of these stations. This is the National Broadcasting Company.